When Anna Pomotenskaya talks about Sochi, Russia, she's reflecting on a place she calls home. The freshman Marshall University tennis player just arrived on campus in January after spending the last few years at IMG Academy in Florida. She says she's not been back to Sochi since winter break of the 2012-2013 school year. She says her home looks completely different.
It's really exciting, but at the same time, it's a little bit unbelievable how maybe a year ago I was there and I was walking on all the streets, and now I see it on TV and now people see all the beauty that our people just built.
She says since officials in Russia found out in 2007 that they'd host this year's games, work has been underway to change a sleepy small town on the Black Sea into a Winter Olympics mecca. She says work immediately began to turn a diverse area with beaches near the Black Sea, but an abundance of snow in the mountains, into a place that millions of people would see.
It was a resort, but it was a place where people used to go in the summer or early autumn. Perfect place to get in the sea. But now it is changed, and now I think it's all Four Seasons Resort. So now people can go there and ski and in a winter and swim in the summer.
Pomotenskaya says her reaction to what she sees on TV and what she hears from her family are equal to the pride she felt when the Olympic Committee originally announced the games would be in Sochi. She's excited about what the transformation could mean for her hometown.
I remember the first time I've heard that Olympics 2014 are going to be in Sochi, and I was, wow, this is really cool. It's going to take a lot of money, a lot of time and energy and effort, but in the end, it should be great, and that's what we got. And now, I think it's really cool, and it's going to just get better and better, and it will help Russia and Sochi.
She says it's just as exciting to think what the games and all the development will mean for the area once the Olympics are over.
It's just will make Sochi a better place, and obviously there will be more space for jobs and people can go there and start making their future, especially students and everybody. It's a really good opportunity for Russian citizens.
She hopes to be able to go home this coming summer and looks forward to that first sight of what her home will look like.
I will be so excited because I can imagine that what kind of view I'll get when I'll be on a plane, because from the plane you can see all the sea and the buildings, and it would be awesome.
Pomotenskaya says she could not be prouder of her hometown. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.